Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Can we turn this off or what?
Nah, let it go.
Leave the music running.
We're recording,
well,
man.
I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Mind some of the Duggan vibes.
That'd be the only ones in this.
You're not sick of the same three jokes you always tell?
No, I've got new ones, man.
You didn't even hit him with the sock bit?
Nah, man, sock bit's dead.
Yeah, it's in the
it's
the laundry.
It's gone in the archives.
It'll be back.
Yeah.
I heard you lost it in the washing machine one load.
The
sock
the
bit?
What? Ah, oh, mate, come
Oofed.
On. Come on, that's that. Can we edit this out, please?
Put it in.
Yeah, so I like how you're holding the mic like a rapper, and you've quickly gone back to
orthodox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trialing new ways to hold the mic.
Yeah.
I'm just not comfortable having something so phallic near my mouth.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that'd be a first.
Well, I would hate for a repeat of how it happened last time.
Yeah, abnormally loud.
I love an audio gag.
Yeah, that's why you got me for the theatre of the mind.
Oh yes, that's why we got you. Not because I found you sniffing out the bin out the front. Like, do you want to come in?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a podcast or something?
Yeah. So just stop picking up those durry butts. I've got one inside for you, mate.
Well, Yaz has actually brought in some red fucking hot content.
Yeah,
this
man.
Week.
You know me, I'm always on the cutting edge of when people say some racist shit in this country.
Oh, man. I love it. Yeah. I love it. You've always gone near it.
But also, like, I like songs too. Like,
yeah, you like songs, don't you, Duggan?
Love songs.
Okay.
Do you like parody songs, Duggan?
Do parody songs? That's, now, man, now we're
what
talking.
About mug off themed parody songs?
Oh, now you're speaking my lingua.
What more do you want in life? Let's kick this off, huh? Man, this...
Oh, I love this already.
Nathan Morrison?
Hi.
Young man, why are you so confused? I said, young man, God made a woman for you. I said, young man, a wife is family glue. There's no need to feel uncertain. Young man, how can you go
I've never
and
seen
deny
a man look so
that a woman
and say,
can
no
enrich your life? There is chemistry. In God's natural design, there's no need to be with a guy. I just don't get it now. Why are you gay? I just don't get it now. Why are you gay?
What's crazy is, why are you gay is how you actually spell my name traditionally.
Famously the gayest man on the planet. The village people. You know what I'm going to go against the gays by using their anthem.
Yeah, that's how you get them.
Use their own weapons against
them. You like that one, Duggan? That little jingle's going to be in your head all day.
I think we hit him right in the funny bone, yes?
Yeah. I can see what Newcastle loved you so much.
Oh, man. He totally looks like a church pastor. Like this guy.
Oh, it has to be.
This guy is.
No, he's like a funny video dude.
This guy's definitely taken time out of his gay conversion therapy.
Yeah,
to fucking put a little heat on the wife. Why are you gay?
The white penguin. It's in an RV. Oh.
Yeah, a lot of his videos are shot in an RV.
Fuck, that's wrecked me. I'm going to stick. This is so funny. Oh, man, what a fucking moron.
Do you want to see where he's going with this? I feel like
Oh, man, there's some great lines in here.
I want to hear a little more. Is the hook repeated?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to follow the structure.
I like how he starts with the why, like doing the YMC, but then he really throws you for a curveball.
That's
why
a pump fake there, huh?
He's realized he can't do an R with his arms.
He does sneak a few extra words in there for my.
Does shoe on a few?
Like,
yeah.
Let's see what he's fucking throwing down.
You can find that there is more to enjoy. God made women to fill a void. Why are you gay? I just don't get it now. Why are you gay? Hey. She can keep the house clean. She can cook a good meal. She can shop and get all the deals.
man.
Meals with deals.
Oh, fuck. This is proper wrecking. I've got such a stitch at the moment. This is fucking wild. Oh, man. Why would you want to be with a guy when you could get yourself a broad who could cook you a meal?
And get you a deal.
Yeah.
And keep the house clean, too. Yeah. Let's not poo-poo that one. That's a great little offer.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you've got to have a power outlet in your trailer.
Oh, man.
But she'll clean it up for you.
Let's save that sample for if we ever have, like, a homosexual guest.
Okay.
So save it for 2000 and never?
You got invited.
What a bug off.
It's kidding.
It's better you keep offering me that box of Fruit Loops.
I pledge that if I don't finish you off in under 3 minutes, you get that $8 back.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of change from all the koala bears I've been selling. So getting a lot of hand jobs.
Did you sell koala bears?
No, it's just like this. If I had to think of times when I had the most $1 coins, it's when I was selling chocolate boxes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I would have thought it was when you were squeegeeing at the traffic lights.
That's how we met.
Yeah. Fucking Jerry mugged me off last night. We did a gig up in Newcastle, God's country. Love it up there. You know I love it up there.
You're
a
Nova Cashman at heart.
They fucking love me up there. I get carried out of the gigs like on their shoulders. They chant me, weren't they? They did love me.
You pass out fucking drunk and they throw you out the front. Of yeah. I hardly call that being carried out of hero.
That's being carried out, isn't it?
It's so sad because he was like, I'm just going to get fucking blind drunk up there. And then the guy's house he was staying at was like, oh, you can't stay here. And he had to kind of come crawling back to me. And he's like, oh, is it all right if I come back in the car? And I was like, oh, no, I thought you had this big party night, man. Like,
Jerry let me drive.
Oh, no.
We stopped at the servo to have a piss halfway, the twin servos.
Yep.
You know where they are. Sent there. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The one with the Maccas and like the Walgreens, I think it's called.
Oh, this is pretty... Can I tell... Is this in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you. This is pretty, pretty funny.
Jerry blew me in the butt. Sorry to ruin the story.
This is funny, like, because I went in first and I was pissing and Cameron walked up and stood next to me and I said, oh, come to see what a real dick looks like, have you, mate? But there's a little kid behind me in the stall. I was like, oh, shit. Well, he's going to run and
tell his dad.
Like, I'll ask your dad what it is. I've got to go. Maybe he'll show you what a hog looks like.
I was standing there pissing though, and Jerry walks past me, he gives me that fucking nudge in the back as I'm pissing. Like, do you remember doing that in high school? Like, you'd do that to your mates, you'd push them enough.
Man, but we would do the reverse deck. So if someone was pissing, you'd pull their pants up. Well, that's my go-to move.
That is genius.
That is another thing. Jerry is one of those guys that pulls his pants all the way down at the urinal.
Well, that's there's a guy who's been up-decked before.
It's actually a dominant position to have them all the way down, right? You're the fucking idiot, okay?
It does command a little more respect.
You're not supposed to sit down at the urinals.
It's the same reason I wear suspenders when my pants are up, okay? I'm never getting down-dacked or up-dacked. You have to get up pretty early in the morning to get me.
You used to pull bloke's pants.
You pull their pants up so they're pissing their pants. Oh, yeah, man. We were wild down at Leichhardt High.
I was going to say, do you remember doing that? Like, you made to be pissed, but you push them towards that. So they kind of have to use their head against the wall to stop them because you can't let go.
That's petty crime to what we were doing.
Yeah.
How cute, mate. Like, you haven't seen it when everyone's clapping a bloke out who's pissed his pants. Seeing science, mate.
Fucking!
I've never heard of that before, but I've got to tell you, I'm real on board with it.
Well, we're keeping it in the gutter up top here. Oh, this is actually on my list of topics to discuss.
Oh, man, here we go.
I don't know if this might be a country thing, but have any of you ever done a danger shit?
Like, we might have had a different word for it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like where you take a high pressure shit in public, and like the higher the stakes, the more it's worth.
Yep. Buddy of mine shat on in Albury at the mayor of Albury's house for a house party, no less. Did a top decker.
Whoa.
In his like toilet. And then these guys were so drunk, one guy shat, like, they closed the toilet lid, guy shat on top of the toilet lid, washed his asshole out in the family pool as two other guys pissed in like some young kid's bed. Just because they didn't invite our hockey club.
I don't think they'll let you be mayor after you've taken that kind of disrespect.
I'm starting to see why they didn't invite your hockey club.
I'd call an early election if that happened to me.
Mate, you're more of a mayor of Wodonga, I'd be. That's what I'd be saying. Get over there to the Victorian side, mate.
Because I remember we used to do it, like we'd go camping. It's just so fucking boring. You'd just drink and stuff. And it'd be like the best top two. It was like a competition for the week. One of my mates hung his ass off a cliff and shit off the cliff. But the guy that won took one in front of a giant goanna. just like a meter from it. And I was like, that's, yeah, you win. That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's too wild for me.
Not a lot to do out in the country. Huh?
It's really not. You got to, it's back to bare bones.
You're shitting off cliffs. Well, you got bored of flipping off them, did you?
Mate, there's only so many flips you can do. You got to step it up.
It's a different breed out there.
It is. I don't recommend it. It was like, oh, the country's great. No, it's a lot of ice and it's fucked. All right, don't go out there.
It's starting to make sense why you don't fit in the city now with like people around.
I'm a man apart from time.
Public toilets and stuff like that.
Yeah, whenever I'm in a public toilet, I always piss sitting down, but I leave the door open so I can shout at the other blokes, let them know who's boss, you know? And they're like, well, you're in there, wash your hands, I saw you, you didn't do it. Come on, mate, don't fuck me around. All right, you're on a desert island.
All right.
What three memes do you take?
Good question.
I don't know. I take, what's the baby shocked one?
Baby shocked, okay.
Yeah.
Still two more.
What's baby shocked?
Just like the baby being like shocked.
Oh, shocked. Baby. Yeah. I thought you said baby.
Because
shocked.
Then when the boat comes to pick me up, I can the baby can be shocked. Like, I thought you weren't coming. I thought you left me out here to
my
die.
My face when you finally show up.
Always with the gags, this one, huh?
I don't know. Then other two boring ones, probably.
Oh fuck!
Why? What do people normally say?
Oh, real,
this is not
real
a question
good ones.
That's ever been asked.
Oh. No, we asked it pretty early on.
Yeah. I was like one of the first ones.
Did people Waluigi come? You should have told me to prepare.
No. You should always know what your three favourite memes
are. I'm not an improv comedian like you guys. I need to think about what I'm going to say before I do it. I don't know. What are other good memes? The one, it's like you, me, the girl you told me. I'm just saying words now. That can't.
I like ones with Waluigi and just like...
Any Waluigi.
Anything with
great.
Waluigi. Just
any
like,
Minions meme also.
Oh, Minions.
Jared's a big fan of Minions.
Yeah. I like Minions.
So. I like Minions memes more than I like actual Minions, but I don't mind a Minion either.
I like that meme where it's like someone's getting airdropped and it's like a picture of a Minion and it's like... I just got, like, my dad just got this from mum. I was like, we're getting a divorce. It's like a Minion.
Mate, it's a common language, you know, like.
I was on the train yesterday and I was trying to airdrop the photo of Kramer being racist at the Laugh Factory to like anyone on the train that would take it.
What's funny, we got that clip right here.
Oh, I listened to it quite a bit.
It's so crazy.
Oh, him going, I just watched the Chappelle bit about it.
Oh, I'm man, like, that's, yeah, I think, that's like, so that's funny.
That's so funny. I like watching and then like Seinfeld on Letterman or something, and then Michael Richards is on like Satellite or whatever way, and the audience are laughing. They think the whole thing's a bit.
Don't laugh.
Yeah, like, don't laugh.
Don't laugh. It's like, oh, it's Jerry and Kramer. They're back together.
Yeah,
like,
back together. They're doing a weird skit that someone's been racist, as if it's not funny.
Yeah, it's good he bounced back from that.
Has he bounced back?
No, completely not.
I mean, it was all. It was the end. It, yeah. Nothing happened for him again.
Ba-doom, ba-doom, doom, doom.
I love that bass line.
Doom, ba-doom, 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 can't yell the N-word.
The Castle dun. Rock theme.
He's a...
The Simpsons.
The only thing I've seen him in since is on Comedians in Cars getting coffee with Jerry.
Yeah, they briefed
him. He was like, hey, Jerry. Yeah, they talk about
it. Did they talk about it?
Yeah, and he was like, hey, thanks for really backing me on that. Jerry's like, hey, you like the car?
I mean, Jerry will backs anyone. I think he's still pretty pro Cosby. Like, I've watched a lot of those. Like, I haven't heard many people that are still backing Cosby, but I think Seinfeld definitely.
Jerry backs his section.
Yeah.
He is a loyal cunt.
Like, every episode this of the later season, he's talking about Cosby. He's like, what do you reckon about Cosby? And everyone's like, he's a pretty bad guy. Yeah, he's like, interesting take. Interesting perspective.
Good comic.
Yeah, that's what he keeps saying. He's like, man, could
hell
do.
Hell of a comic.
Very funny.
Yeah, man, he's probably yucking it up in the cell he's in.
Oh, yeah, he's getting a couple of laughs in fucking protective custody.
Who would be your dream cellmate?
Cosby, without a doubt.
Cosby?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind...
Oh, any of these mug shorties.
Any of those
mug shorties.
Shorties,
I love
the greatest
shorty.
Fucking page. Yeah. Do you follow that, Doug, in mug shorties?
Nah,
just hot chicks that get arrested.
Get arrested. All the comments are just like, yeah, she can steal my heart.
She can batter my dick. Like, yeah. It's just all... Love it.
It only was a matter of time, like before something like that just happened on the internet.
Emerged.
I think it's so funny that, like, I was talking about this last night. Actually, remember that real handsome, guy that had a mugshot and people just
yeah.
Went,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Jeremy Meeks.
Huh?
I think his name's Jeremy Meeks.
Did he get like a modeling contract after?
He did. Yeah.
He did. Like, it's so nuts that all these women, like, oh, he's so like, they actually would be the same people that are like,
I don't know why I keep falling for these guys. Like, you found his...
Blaming women, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck. I thought you were PC Cameron.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, my got Lord.
A couple of beers, you turn into Queensland Cam. Like, I don't want to hear it down here, man. This is the convict state.
Anyway, I was like, look, yeah, okay, let's go to Perth and see if this can work. And so I flew to Perth to see this guy that I thought, like, maybe this is the one. And I got off the plane and I saw him and there was this beautiful reunion and we hugged and
what did he look like? First time you saw your guys, you've locked eyes at the airport. Mm. He's smiling. Are you smiling? Like...
3 months had passed. Like, it was almost like a double take of like, oh my God, you're still that person.
Real,
like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, here you are. Like, this is, you know, you're everything I remembered you to be. This is really beautiful. And then we met at the baggage carousel, you know, kissing, carrying my bag to the cab rank. This was before Uber. This was like years ago. And
1991,
1992. it was a good 10 years ago. And so I'm absolutely fine also, like, in case this goes... Anyway, we were standing in the cab rank and he said, oh, fuck, do you have any cash for the cab? And I was like, oh, gosh, yeah, let me have a look. And I got my wallet out and I looked in my wallet and then he grabbed my wallet and ran away. Woo! Woo!
Fuck me.
It's the most abrupt story ending up ever.
And I just grabbed your wallet and that's it.
It's like this beautiful tale. It's like a leather bound book. And the last page is just smeared in dog shit.
She grabbed his wallet. He fucking grabbed it and ran.
Fucking hell. He fucking ran.
And Mr. Darcy returned and cunt snatched wallet.
So, were you just in shock? Did you think it was a joke at first?
100%. I was like, what a funny guy. I mean,
he's getting further away.
He's really committing to the bit.
He's really got some speed up. He doesn't even care if there's cars coming at him. He's just fucking running.
Did he get your bags and your wallet? Or just
the wallet. It was just the wallet.
What a fucking long game.
What? What? Outrageously long fucking
like,
game.
Like, how much money do you reckon he got? Like, how much? I'm putting in 8 months, on 3 months' work, long distance. Like, the phone bill would have been more than
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, there's a 3 hour time difference as well. He's lost so many hours of sleep for like $80.
You cost him money.
I'm with this guy now.
And also, like, oh, you're an actor who's out of work. Let's make, like, why would you target? Yeah, that is the fucking, yeah. That's below the poverty line.
So what did you have to do? You were just at the airport?
I was at the airport, just like really like, oh, nah, he'll be back.
Fuck, yeah.
Like for ages.
I would just be at that point just staring way too long at every van you could see. Like, there's a TV crew in there.
Oh, 100%. Everything goes through your head.
How long do you reckon you waited before you left? Oh,
I'm thinking like it just kind of you stand there and the whole airport is like it still goes and it's just like a face
time lapse.
And I'm just like sitting. I'm just sitting on a silver, like a metal silver bench, like outside the airport, like in the smokers area. I'm not a smoker, but I was just like, wait, just like what? What? Fucking what? And everyone, of course, before I left Sydney was like, God, that's a long flight. That's a lot of money. Are you sure that this is... And I was like, guys, he wants me to be the mother of his children.
Oh,
please.
He's the one, idiot. Okay.
Oh, my Lord. You got to go back.
There was like a shock delay, but there was also a shame delay of like, what do I do? And then I called my mum and I said, it's gone pear-shaped. And...
Well, already.
I could have.
You couldn't have even left the airport. I haven't.
Yeah, still here.
Funny story, actually. I tried to leave the airport. Anyway, my mum had to put a return flight on a credit card and I turned around and walked back in the airport.
Oh, man. Did you
and
ever
checked my bag.
Did you ever contact him after that?
I tried to contact him. I didn't. Like, then I contacted the place he was living, the person he was living with, who I'd met friends and stuff. Turns out he was actually living in a hostel. Turns out when he was like living with me, because we thought it was so romantic, he actually had nowhere else to go. And he was
You got Dirty John.
Got Dirty John.
Wait, that's just the end result. What did you do?
The end result, man. Well, it was a series of areas because I worked there in Perth and I was always like a dumb shit. I hated accounting, so I was always subverting it. But then I'd quit.
Wait, allegedly.
Allegedly. But then I went to the London branch and they were hiring contractors and I said to mates, okay, I'll get this job and see how long it takes them to fire me. Like, do you know what I mean? I just do no work. So I'm just going to rock up and just fucking rock this boat. And I even in the interview, I arrived with a fucking McDonald's thick shake. Tell us what you can do for me. I'm like, tell me what you can do for me, son. But they were so desperate because it was like that GFC shit. So they needed people to do sock stuff. And then I went in there, 3-month contract. We did nothing, man. Just sat around. Most of the day I spent was like going into HR and I was finding those the signs they had and printing out my own versions around the office. So I'd like turned it into stop sign. You know, there's like stop here. Have you closed this book? Have you marked the bowl again with a police officer in all the toilets? People are like, what the fuck's going on? This place is so regulated now. Can I just be laminating signs? So like, shut the cupboards. Walk quietly near this door. You know what I mean? Because everyone's so PC, no one did shit about it. Do you know? They're just like, there's a fucking sign inside the toilets going, have you marked the bowl again? but what ended up happening, man, it started narrowing in because they were asking about files a lot, like, how's the file going? I'm like, look, it's quite intense. This job. more intense. But so I was acting busy, but I think the main thing was a drinking blowout. That's actually where it always happens. Because it was exchange. I went out for the Christmas party. It was right before, like, the next day I had to present all my work. So I was pretty much fucking done anyway.
Nothing, man. The lobster was cooked. So you showed up hungover to present nothing.
Right, so then it was like, I thought, well, I'm going out with the banks because there's a sleazy partner there that was cracking onto all the girls, and I got stuck into them because, like, do you know the whole, I thought, like, I'd made it through the contract. This was the joke of it all. I was like, this should never have happened. I thought I was going to be fired within 3 hours. I'm like, I'm lying around the desk just going for long lunches. But I got stuck into them, and I was like, no one fucking wants to be with a pig. You know what? I went all after, like, the head partner.
Hell yeah.
And then I went to the bar and it was like a limited bar, like they didn't want to spend it. I ordered cocksucking cowboys for everyone and he said, who authorized this? And I pointed at him. I already knew I was in trouble the next day. They got 78 cocksucking cowboys out on trays and I saw him running up and I think they were like 80 or like they were expensive, man. It was like an expensive restaurant or like restaurant thing. And I saw him at the top. And her pointing at me. I'm so fucked. And then he came over to me and I threw my wallet on the ground and go, fucking, I'll pay for this. You're the big deal, like cheapskate. Anyway, nothing was addressed then. I woke up the next day and rang. I rang a workmate and I go, like, was that bad, guy? Do you think I'm in trouble? And he goes, you're fucked, mate. You're so fucked. So I came into the office and I went to the different floor. I was trying to like lay low and see if I could beat him. Because they had like hot desks. So I went into like the IT area and was hanging out there. They kept ringing and going like, where are you? You've got to come down and present the file. Like, we want to see what you've been doing. We also have to have a meeting. And I go, trust me, it's all good. We don't need to talk about it. It's been a brilliant job. But the cunts eventually pulled me down. And when I walked in there, the contractor
come upstairs and find the guy that hired me,
I walked in the room. It was like a trap. As I walked in, there was a lady smiling, the managing partner. I was like, oh, Jesus. I'm in trouble. And then I turned around and there were two security guards that they'd hired bouncers. Then I got dragged out past all my colleagues in suits. And I was yelling, I just want to do my time sheet. I just want to do my time sheet. And then I waited. This was like 3. I waited down the bottom and tried to get into the staff drinks. I tried to get into staff drinks after Christmas contract. Like, you just wouldn't take note.
Oh, man, I'm crying.
That was my dream mug off, man.
months.
He got paid like the day after. Like it was like a direct payment. It's like the fastest form of payment you can get. He's like, man, I got paid. I was like, fuck.
And you didn't.
Didn't get paid.
How long did it take you to?
Months.
They just couldn't part with it, huh?
You couldn't part with it. And it definitely wasn't a coincidence. Like, it was to do with my performance.
So there is a little story here to do with the performance. I remember you telling me this at a gig and I had to leave because I was laughing far too hard.
So what happened?
For what warranted the set that was happening on stage.
Oh, totally.
It was quite obvious that we were chatting up the back.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing about... There was a couple of things. Because one of the things was, like, they cast me to play a tradie.
Yep.
And on that shoot, there was heaps of tradies that you can't see in the ad, but they're like holding the boom boxes and stuff.
Mm.
And they had to get me to do stuff. Like, they're like, put it in neutral. And I'd be like, what? And they'd be like, fuck, I'm putting it in neutral, cunt. But it was just funny that I was playing one of them. Like, it was like working class cosplay, like doing a shit interpretation of like a tradie.
Yeah, were, level one tradie,
level one tradie. They fucking put it. I told you, like, and yeah, they were like getting.
What sort of bloke doesn't know how to put it in neutral?
Fucking hell!
That was the contempt they had for me. Just fucking. And then I made the shoot go long because I couldn't show affection for the kid. And they were yelling at me. They're like, "Fucking smile like you love them." And I'm like, I couldn't do it. And that took, even then you can see I'm not even smiling. Like, I can't act.
Did they want you to look directly at the child or into the rearview mirror?
They said rearview mirror.
Was that the compromise they got? They're like, just look at the child, look at the child in the mirror and smile.
We'll use an intermediary and give him MDMA. I thought they CGI'd that emotion, that flicker of emotion in, like using CGI. I'm like, because I couldn't smile.
Yeah, they used your pay cut on that Netflix de-aging thing just to put a smile on you in the kid's face.
How long
they used Avatar technology.
How long do you reckon the whole shoot went for?
I went all day, and it, Luke, when he wrapped up, they gave him a round of applause. Like, the whole place like erupted into a spontaneous like end of shoot, like bravo. Like, it must be some theatrical thing that it's like an etiquette thing they do.
Yeah.
If you finish the shoot, and then when I finished, nothing, they just evaporated. It was like the movie Contagion when they released the virus and everyone just discovered. I was the last one there.
Like, four tradies on that shoot missed their anniversary with their wife.
I wouldn't say they missed it.
Yeah, not with that old battle axe.
The Queensland wives, I'll give it a miss.
I'll use your battle axe to cut my balls.
It was a location shoot, right? They flew you guys up to
it
Brisbane?
Yeah. They offered to put me in like a fancy hotel and everything.
Fuck.
But I just asked if I could get it as cash instead. So I got like $1,000 in cash. Went out for a big Chinese meal.
How big was the meal?
After that piece of shit ad, I went and celebrated with this big Chinese meal. Like, bought my friend Chinese. And
you're really like coming home to Brisbane. Fucking hotel, I'll take it in cash.
put on a collared shirt. We're going down the RSL for some Chinese.
Yeah. Down the old chinga joint. Yeah,
for a cheap steak dinner at the RSL.
You must try the French steak.
You got sunburnt on this 13 degree rainy day.
You lying dog. In overcast days, right, Doug?
Well, not me. I tan.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I get it, guys. Real tan. Another 6 miles cut out next week. All right, here we go.
Is that all the dirt you could find on Cody? Me saying that I like his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucked in, dude. Oh, we got you, dude.
Yeah. That does hurt. Yeah.
This is your fan. These are the kind of people that love you.
Yeah. When your idols become your rivals, eh, Cameron? Huh?
All right, mate.
I'm weirdly off today.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
It's not weird.
What's that? Did you have a big night? Did you stay out?
Yeah, man. Fucking hungover as hell.
Oh, when did you get back?
3.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah,
how long were you out for, Cody?
I got back at about midnight.
He's off the piss.
Yeah,
I'm
it's like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, I love when I said I'm off the beers for a year. First message. Comes from one Cam Duggan. What did you do, cunt? I said, man, I'm trying to stop it before something happens. Yeah. And he goes, did you fight someone on a jet ski?
it's definitely like people just for no reason get off the booze. Like, you did something, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your missus is about to find something out.
I had a baby and signed a radio contract. I did two of the dumbest things a human can do. Now it's either fucking stay off piss or just go mental in a couple months. So fuck.
Yeah, not me, dude. No job or baby for me.
Nah, or girlfriend now. Sorry to hear.
I'm still hitting the neck oil, brother.
You got a bit of a rope burn around that side of you. What have you been up to?
Yeah, we fucking like the couch potato broke the rafters.
Fucking hell,
the worst.
Jeez, he's kind of kill himself.
I'm gonna have to get you to come around and teach me how to tie a proper knot, Jerry. Yeah.
Just gonna try and hang himself on the crane that's got to get him out of bed.
Yeah. I normally say no dogs in the couch, but I see you got a big black one next to you there.
Fuck,
I'll allow it.
I like how within the podcast is one black dog, and it just kind of, you know, it takes a village.
Come here, mate.
It takes a podcast to raise a black dog.
Come here, buddy. Come here, black dog. It's a group dog.
Yeah,
it doesn't have one owner.
Nah, it's a collective.
If found, return to Yaz's house, I think.
Yeah, this time. So if I'm at home.
You're looking fresh.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Vibrant.
Yeah, doing I mean, well. I'm dying on the inside. I'm not handling any kind of success well.
Yeah.
Just fuck it, mask like off.
Mental termites. It looks good on the outside, but the inner workings.
It is.
I'll put it in trade terms for Jared.
These guys.
Yeah, he zones out unless you're talking about a Makita.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
He's back.
Talking about my body, it's treated pine, mate.
Oh, okay. Yes. Very easy to use.
You better wash your hands after you use it, though.
You can ladle it down, sure. Well, I'm a bit off today. I've had a fucking rough week. I had a tooth removed this week.
Oh, fuck, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I had one of my baby teeth and I had to pull it out.
Oh, that's right. I heard.
And now
old boss knocked it out.
Yeah.
He wishes. He fucking wishes.
Didn't the dentist said that when he had a look at your mouth, it was like a petri dish because of all those homeless dudes you've been fucking blowing.
Yes, he said it was a petri dish because of all the homeless dicks I sucked.
I found some sleeping rough jizz stalactites on the roof of your mouth here. It's like a cave. It's an old cum cave.
Yeah, it was. To be honest, it was weird to have someone with gloves and their fingers in my mouth. Normally, it's just in there raw, feeling around.
And just only 10 this time. Usually, you have like 13.
I just love that all those car crashes you're in, you still got somehow a baby tooth getting around in that fucking jaw. All the brain cells have left through the ears, but the fucking one baby molar hanging off.
Yeah, it survived.
So, which tooth was it? How do you?
Let's
have a look.
I'm real fucking down about it.
Yeah, have a look. Oh, good lord.
Oh, down the bottom there.
Yeah.
So, what is that?
There's a molar, there's like one underneath, and it's going to take a year to grow in, and then I got to get braces. So you can see it's like,
I cannot wait until you get braces. Cut. That's going to be sick. The day you get braces, I'm chucking your bag on the roof.
You got braces your first year at TAFE, but you're like 87, like you're a fucking Pajeria kid or something. You live in dog years, cut.
Yes. I'm doing everything the same as everyone who's 15, but I'm like twice their fucking age.
Counting your pubes.
Oh, double digit pubes now.
Are you you're the oldest, right, in the class?
Oh, by a long shot. Oh, yeah.
You're older than the teacher, right?
One of the teachers. I'm older than one of the teachers.
Yeah, right.
There was like two 15-year-olds there, like, you know, just throwing out some insane lies that I was just listening to going, oh, yeah. They're like, oh, how many bags have you done in a night? But, they're Lebanese. For anyone wondering about that, but he goes, I've done two in one night. I've done two bags in one night. I'm like, no, you haven't, cunt. Like, you're lying. It's like, it's such an obvious lie.
You're a first year apprentice. How'd you afford that?
That's what I mean. It's like, what are you talking about?
I feel like first year apprentices have a lot more disposable income because they're like probably still living at home.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're not spending $700 but on a Saturday night.
That's true.
Just like such obvious fucking TAFE lie, you know? But because they're 15, they're like, whoa, actually.
I love that you can spot a TAFE lie.
From a 15-year-old.
Spot a TAFE lie a mile away.
Yeah. Some of these kids in my class, don't trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're kids, mate.
I've spent a lot of years around here, boys.
The Billy Madison of TAFE. We're looking at him. Man, Jerry's page 69.
You know, she could probably help you with some stuff.
She might know someone.
So what, in terms of greetings, you know, you're in a bar, you're minding your own business.
I hate this.
Cameron Duggan comes up to you. Which one of these three? Because I've heard him use all three.
Oh, this is good. Yeah.
Which one of these three greetings?
So I swish up to you my FUBU tracksuit. Which one of these?
Talking.
And I'm already like, okay.
Blinding yellow. Blind. The reflections is hitting your eye.
Okay,
he
gorgeous.
Comes up to you now. Which
We've
one
locked is... eyes. You've seen me come. You've,
yeah.
You've
and
seen
I'm like,
me...
this motherfucker is peacocking and I'm into it.
Glaringly okay? walking over to mm-hmm. you.
He takes the salami out of his mouth. He puts it in his pocket. He starts his approach, okay? Which one of these three greetings would you want to hear? Like, which one do you think would be the most mm-hmm. good for you? So, hey, clam, you want something to chow on? How's that one? This is what he's. This is his words.
Yeah, okay, great. I like clam.
I love getting a peek behind the curtain of Jerry's creativity on this one.
Yeah, this is nice.
This next is one? All from you verbatim. Yeah, I'm trying to push it back on him.
I just recorded it because I was like, he needs help. He's
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that you're reading that recording there, Jerry.
I am, yeah. Well, I took notes on the
he
recording.
Took he took a recording in crayon.
He does a lot of behind the scenes
it's
work.
Research idiot, okay? This next one. Miss Meatball, how about a grab on that tookus?
This is what that he's one's saying. Been said to me before.
This
actually.
Is what he's saying to
yeah,
women.
Yeah,
Miss Meatball. Let's just, I just say that. I just say that to everyone and hope they're wogs.
Jerry greets me like that every time I see him, Miss Meatball.
Yeah, and the last one, how about a fuck or a sandwich?
Okay, wow. In 2020, the sandwich line is still appearing.
Help him out. Like, he yeah. needs it.
Yeah, okay, look. I want to look you in the eyes and say...
I hate it. You're looking directly at me like I've asked for this help.
Duggan, it's not cool.
Tell
man.
Jerry. He can't be speaking of clams like that.
I'm loving this. I tell you, I'm loving this. A great time here.
Guys, turn the mics off, okay? I need to give him the whole.
You're going to give him the hog.
Well, are you on the apps, Duggo?
No.
The Dugster? Okay. Well, yeah. That could be a good start. Put those in writing and we'll see where that sort of leaves you. That's cool. No, because I think that they work because they show that you're funny. They say you're funny and you're being ironic.
That's everybody does the lines on the apps. The lines, I've seen his yeah. profiles. He puts it. He's like 30 kilos lighter than he is. And like,
don't do that.
They show up there. They're expecting like this fucking lean
Adonis
thing. You know, this fat piece of shit rolls in. You know, like,
man, this guy does not know what 6'1" is.
It's not even about like the weight, but like, come on, you know, so give him a chance.
I'm doing that heggy thing where I'm not standing up to him. Yeah.
You get to every date a little earlier than everyone else.
Hey, shout to the date. I'm already sitting down.
You got to get those. It's insane that they exist. Those shoes that have platforms in them.
Yeah, yeah, they're called heels. Like, I don't know why. They're
you
always
got to start wearing heeled boots, Duggan. Okay?
They're always in-flight magazines. I don't know why they put them
a
in
a lot
there.
Of shorties ride the plane. Okay, that's why it's in
their
there.
Their little legs aren't. They're not even reaching the floor.
Have to stack magazines under them so they can feel comfortable.
You're like a ventriloquist doll.
Ugh. Ugh. take a walk, yeah. guys.
Here I am watching like the skipping rope. All right, I'm timing it. I'll jump in now. And I'm ass over tit.
Thank you for those tips. I will take that on board.
We should go around the town. You've been to the Ivy?
Stop lying about it.
You've got to go to the Ivy.
You've never been to the Ivy, cunt. There's absolutely no way there.
They don't let me.
There's no chance. Maybe you were eating lettuce out the back that they threw out. There's no way you've been in the establishment.
Please let me in.
Is getting in that oyster shell?
They're not letting you in your Ferrari t-shirt and bum bag.
That's right, because I don't conform to wearing heels and my tits up. I want to go in there and bike shorts and a...
Yeah. She walks up in her Ferrari t-shirt going, well, I think you can tell I am rich. I am clearly in the right establishment.
Yep. I own one of these boys. That's why I have the shirt.
Only want to be walking around in bike shorts and a monocle.
Shakes the bouncer's hand, slips him a biscotti. Take care of it, mate.
There's more where that come from. All right, guys.
Just be cool about it.
I've been into the Ivy before.
You?
Yeah. Been into an Ivy Bush match with a fucking perv on women, I heard. We're talking bushes, mate.
I'm the poison.
Look at him in the ropes now. Huh? Look at him go. Double Dutch.
Stay in the pocket.
That's what my people would call us.
Right. So do you stare at women a lot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, can we get an explosion sound effect?
Can you feel that? Can you?
I've never felt more watched in my life. I feel like I have a sniper gun.
I wouldn't say I stare. It's like I observe.
Mm-hmm.
Just I'm researching
with your mouth open.
I'm researching without their knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So how did you pull the women you were with that you've been with?
Traps.
Physically.
Several traps.
Catfishing is how he does it.
I think it's just having a huge brain and a huge dick.
Oh, that's what we want. They're the two things at the top of the list.
Look at these two idiots shaking their head, but they're like, ask me some truth.
What do you think the two things that women want?
I don't know. I think
what do women want? Please, I ask the three of you, my kings.
All right, take some notes here. I'll just show you what they want.
To stop us from being cancelled, you'd have to pay like the FAGGAT tax. So you'd have to kiss the closest same-sex host near you. So like if you happen to drop, you say, you know, like, Duggan, that jacket you're wearing makes you look like a real, and then
insert word here.
The word, yeah. And then, yeah.
You have to kiss Duggan.
You have to kiss. So, like, you know, because you often say, like, retard and stuff, like, we'd have to get you to read or something.
Again.
To prove that you are retarded.
I would have given anything for you to workshop this before the show.
Oh, really? This is not going anywhere? You guys aren't feeling this?
I'm freaking out. My knees are sweating.
Really?
Yeah. They're real sweating.
Why are you sweating?
I don't know.
He's got retard knees, dude.
First of all, if we get cancelled, I'm the one getting cancelled, all right? You guys are POCs. You're fine. No. I'll be going to Kramer Island with the rest of the retards.
What are you doing? On whose canoe, cunt?
drop you off there, leave a couple of coins on your eyes for the Undertaker.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah, we know which side of the $2 coin.
Speaking of same sex, I was walking through Newtown the other day.
Here we go.
Saw this sign, like an A4 piece of paper, says same sex couple salsa dancing classes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you don't need to put that. Like, it's dancing, dude. I know it's gay. You don't have to put the...
This is the hill you're going to die on.
You should show up with the miso and be like, so yeah, we have the same sex every bloody night. Come on, let's dance. We're trying to spice it up.
I was thinking it's a good way, like, if you are a same sex...
Don't just look them right in the eyes. Don't ever get married.
Oh, you're lucky.
If you are a same-sex couple and you haven't fornicated yet, it's a good way to find out if you know you're dating a catcher or a pitcher. You know, in terms of like who's going to lead.
Are you think they're going to go behind?
Well, they'll be like the instructor would be like
if they dance the bottom
keeps
you.
Who's going to lead? And then it's like obviously you know it sorts itself out from that moment on.
Sure,
that's if one way to.
I don't know, guys.
Talk about it.
Guys, I'm single again. I don't know what's going on. You know, I got a lot on my mind.
How are you letting people know your sexual proclivities out there in the dating field?
I'm just kind of announcing it every room I walk into.
You know, listen, I like to come on tits, all right?
Giant jugs, please, for me. No, nothing really.
Using the secret. Okay. Yeah, put it out in the world and
you
wait
guys
for it to come back.
Do not want to see my mood board.
It looks like wasn't that your motto? Come on the tits you want.
Fuck, man, we can't stay out of the gutter.
I know, sorry, it's me.
It's everyone. Why else would you leave the gutter? I've never understood it. I don't. Whenever people work clean, you know, I like blue. I like working blue.
Favorite color?
Yeah.
So it's my work style.
It's like, this is like the only place we can kind of get away with it. We should probably make use of it, you know. Everyone else is kind of protecting themselves.
And comedy doesn't exist anymore anyway. There's only, can I get one of those as well, actually? There's only this. No one can stop you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, did you get one? You right?
We're independent, baby. Can't stop us.
We don't even have management.
Oh, man.
Someone'd be crazy not to scoop us up.
You guys should try to get on that Spotify deal. That Joe Rogan deal.
Oh, well, we got Joe Regan right here.
Yeah.
maybe he can talk to you, mate.
Yeah, maybe you should fucking write more than one joke and stop trying to recycle that shit.
No, I don't think so. Not when it's working this well.
Thinks he's wearing Teflon.
Yeah, I heard a lot of big laughs the second time. I don't know. My ears fucking not working here or something?
Well, we can see him, man, because you're going bald. There's no hiding your ears now.
I'm not going bald.
It was more of a setup than a joke itself.
Oh, yeah. You fucking you inceptioned that, did you?
Yeah, just pull the
plant the seed.
You know that Norm MacDonald thing where he's like, Norm MacDonald's favorite type of joke is where the setup is the punchline.
Yeah,
I can't remember the example, but there's an example that he gives in his book.
It's Take My Wife, Please is one of them. Like like that. Like that, it's all condensed. Or
that's an elevation on that where the punchline the first time is the setup the second time. That's pretty fucking clever
shit.
Yeah,
that's what we do over here.
Pretty clever comedy. Stuff.
Yeah, it's that and a lot of retard jokes. It's pretty much the MO.
I searched my... I deleted Twitter from my phone, but before I did,
Did you feel
the
better?
I feel great. I also got rid of Instagram. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, just to...
You seem pretty active on Instagram, though.
Oh, I'm always still liking
just
people's photos.
This laptop around.
Yeah. I got rid of it from my phone, but the laptop and the charger come everywhere.
Okay. Has anyone got a charger? I mean, a PowerPoint.
Yeah, anyone
got a PowerPoint? So I can plug my laptop in. I'm going to
bring a generator on the bus and stuff.
Samsung, yeah. iPhone. I'm mid online argument here.
That's Dell.
Holding up a Dell on the bus.
It's a Dell. Has anyone got a Dell charger?
All right, I'm back.
But I did search on Twitter my Twitter handle and the R word to see how many times I'd tweeted it. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Did you leave them? No going back?
I deleted them,
That's fair enough.
I had to. Had a moment of clarity of being like, I just don't really need...
Yeah, you got something to lose.
If anyone didn't catch him, hit me up. I've got the screenshots.
Yeah, the Carpenter's cancel club is coming for Jerry if he writes retard. It's like, no one's taking his job.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I'd have to explain to my boss what a podcast is. That's going to be a week.
Yeah, exactly.
A ratchet or whatever. Yeah. Literally cannot go...
Oh, boy. Man, that's red hot stuff.
Ping, I was thinking I was going to suggest something because you're a big Dungeons and Dragons guy, right?
Yeah.
If you could maybe give the three of us a Dungeons and Dragons type character, who would you kind of...
Fuck.
Also, what is Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh, cool. First of all, it's a game that is played by fucking jocks who love to fuck. Woo! No, it's...
Who thinks D&D's on a chest? Yeah. That's my favorite size, actually.
Well, yeah, riding into Victoria's Secret. Yep. It's a role-playing game. You would have seen like Stranger Things or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically, nerd
shit. He's a fucking nerd, man. He's playing video games.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess you'd choose, and this is like language they're changing right now because it's considered probo.
But you've
got to choose your race, which is like whether you're an elf or a dwarf or whatever.
Yep. Jerry would be a cock goblin because that's what he does on the weekends. He gobbles cocks. Is that what a goblin does?
And then you got to choose like your class, which is like your job, I guess.
Yeah,
your
age,
whatever.
I'm lowest class again, I guess. Cock goblin, fucking caravan living.
It's like you lick bricks during the day and cocks at night.
Even in a role play fantasy game, the best job you can get is still labourer. He's just an orc labourer. Yeah.
Jerry, you can be like a knight or a fighter. Nah, dude.
You can go to wizard school.
They say write what you know.
Who moves the stone for the castle? Yeah. I'll do that.
Actually, my little goblin's got CTE too. So you could write that into the script.
He keeps walking into the wall.
Yeah.
So funny. Just like Jerry at the careers counselor in Hogwarts. And they're like, dude, you're gonna be a fucking janitor. Dude. Yeah. Sorry.
That sorting hat puts him into the house with a tense relationship with his father.
Yeah. High visibility t-shirt artist or something. I don't know. Just be like, mate, if I was you, man, this is what the teachers would be saying to you at Hogwarts. If I was you, man, I'd be practicing spells to lift things heavy.
What is it the fuck it goes on? It's like, ooh, you will be Hagrid's assistant.
Get in the pen. I reckon, because a lot of it's like physical stuff, just because, you seem like the tallest one here,
yep,
I imagine.
I am.
You're probably the closest to an elf, I think.
Yep.
Thin makes sense.
Too?
Yeah, thin, tall.
But with his horrible posture, he's probably shorter than you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So maybe because you're hunched over, though, you'd be like some fucking...
Cretan retarded sort of...
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Some horrible, disgusting spinal...
Like a cute elf, or like a wood elf or something.
I don't know.
Half black, dark elf.
Okay, yeah, sure, okay. You can claim
it. You know far too much about this game for my liking.
I play, only... Hingers is going to get this, but I play a fuckload of Skyrim.
Hell yeah.
It's like, I have it on every console.
But they keep releasing it.
I know, you know? I'm the guy who's like, when's it coming out on PS5? Is this going to get on PS5?
And then I feel like just because of, because your heritage, you're very in touch with nature, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you're some sort of ranger, you know? Yep. Maybe you're like, you know, you're out in the woods.
Was it as of the 70s we were considered fauna and flora?
Yeah,
exactly.
Let's just make him an elf tree and be done with it.
Oh no, they're going to cut me down for a highway.
That's where Jerry's elf comes in.
Some fucking some laboring orc's going to cut me down.
Oh, this is good shit, guys.
Duh, I can get to work 2 minutes quicker.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, I reckon we're not going to top that.
We might as well shut it off.
Turn the mic off.
I mean, Duggan, obviously, troll. Let's just run through them.
Yeah, it's
disgusting, unlaid troll.
Yeah, exactly.
Laboring goblin.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Elf tree.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your uncle's name?
I don't know his name.
It never came up?
Nah.
Okay.
No, he's just fucking. He's one of the crazy. I'd ask him, but you know, he's just too nuts. Yeah, he's fucking psycho.
He plays touch footy.
He does play quite a bit of touch footy. Yeah. And let's just say he's not allowed on the mixed teams. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Oh, I feel like this whole episode is just one for the house.
I don't care.
Our Christmas too, goddammit.
I'm fucking buckled, man.
Yeah, so I haven't bought more, as many mug-offs, you know.
Please.
It's a good app. I'm loving it.
I didn't come really prepared.
I mean, take a page out of Duggan's book.
Are you kidding me? Fucking climb on, boys. I'll carry you.
Yeah. He actually does.
What does he do?
Carries us most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard it here first.
You guys are the cysts on his back.
That means there'd be a few more of us. Just me and Jerry.
Oh, we're doing the best of, are we?
Recycle all our old gags.
Can we
Christmas?
Do that? Can we just put together for next week like a
that's best, a great idea.
A best
and
of.
And we have an editor now.
Ooh,
we,
a yeah. best of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the fans going to be happy with an 11-minute episode?
Oh, that's how we start the show. Oh, it's good stuff. Oh, man, I do love some Stockies. I've been watching a lot of, like, was I talking about this before? Like
Phyllis Diller, yeah, you
man,
love Phyllis Diller.
I love it so much. Just, like, talking about your mother-in-law just being, like, I mean, she is so fat. When she buys a girdle, US rubber goes up 7 points. It fucking floors me. Oh, man.
I thought of a joke.
Yeah.
Are we always ready to this could be my... Okay.
This could be your departed.
What do you get... What do you get when you... What's the difference? This is like the plane thing all over again. What is the difference...
What's the deal?
between a monkey and a duck?
Don't know.
Monkey and a duck?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, me neither, but I bet the cunt wouldn't mind some banana bread. Put that in a Christmas cracker or bloody
I may never come online after that one again.
I've got a stitch after that. That's
fucking so funny.
Come on, boys. It's just a game.
Oh, we're going to get this cunt back more often.
That proper hurt me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
God, are you kidding me? Monkeys and fucking duck jokes? That's.
Oh, you put
it right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Monkey talk? That's a gibbon.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's a Cambini original. Well,
because that's probably going to get cut, right?
No, that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to him. It's his joke.
All right, well.
What is that joke?
Yeah.
No, that's a gift.
That's a gibbon.
That's a gibbon.
I want everything else cut except that.
Oh, okay.
What's your favorite creature, Cambo? Mm. Oh, you're God. A big creature boy.
Yeah, yeah. I do. I don't mind the little
real life and fantasy included.
Oh, the fantasy world. I was talking to someone about this today. How good it is in any sci-fi, in any like documentary where they talk about aliens, and they're like, we think that aliens could perhaps resemble pancakes because of low gravity, but we don't know. And then you spend like it could just be anything. They're like, we think they maybe could have extremely long noses.
You can't tell us otherwise.
Yeah, it's like you can just say anything. But my favorite creature. That's really hard.
Pick one. Top three. Give me top three.
Sam Simmons.
Aquatic ape.
Oh, I do love any kind of aquatic ape. You know what the aquatic ape theory?
Wait, no, I don't. Please.
This used to come up literally every day.
Is it similar to like the stoned ape theory?
No. These monkeys are in the water.
There was a time when the earth was covered in monsoons.
Yeah.
And yeah, switch off if you can't handle it. apparently there was just like a few years where the apes were like living in the water. And it's why women developed hymens.
What's hymens?
Keep the water out.
You know, the hymen.
The women developed hymens.
Yeah, because they were living in the water and, you know, just to stop
water from getting in.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, and that's why we're upright, apparently.
Yeah, I thought it's been widely disproved.
Baby.